Please welcome Gene Melter.
Thank you, Kirk. Nice to have you back. Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and when my boys were about 5 and 7, I started to lose my mind a little bit, and as one does, and I needed an outlet, and so I signed up for an acting class at our local community college, and that led to a small part in a play, which was fun, and a friendship with the director. And my husband, Matt, was supportive of all of this because he's an ideal husband, and also because it would be hard on him if I actually did lose my mind. So a couple of years after this first foray into local theater, I got a call from the director, and she wanted to know if I wanted to audition for cabaret. She had a part in mind for me, the landlady, Fräulein Schneider. And you, some of you are familiar with the movie version of Cabaret starring Liza Minnelli as Sally Bowles. Well, the play is a lot different. It's more of an ensemble piece with several good roles, not just Sally. And Fräulein Schneider was one of these good roles with solos and duets and a good story arc. So I was very excited. And then it turned out the audition was just sort of a formality. I just needed to meet the music director. And I have a loud, clear voice, not beautiful, but she said she could work with it. So I went home all excited and started to work on my characterization. And then a couple days later, before rehearsal started, I got another call from the director. And her voice sounded funny. And she said she hoped I wouldn't be upset. But the music director had met a young woman, a new student, who had a glorious operatic voice, and the girl wanted to be in the play. And because this girl was sort of heavyset and matronly looking, she could easily play older. Well, my heart sank, but I immediately went into gracious mode, and I said, oh, yes, of course, she must have the part. Don't even think about it. And then the director quickly followed with, but there's another part I haven't cast yet. It's a smaller part, but more fun. Fräulein Kost, the prostitute, who lives in the boarding house with Sally Bowles and the others. And on the song Tomorrow Belongs to Me, Fräulein Kost plays the accordion. Wouldn't that be fun? And I took the role because I couldn't imagine not being in the play once I had, you know, gotten excited about it. But when I got off the phone, I started to feel a little queasy. Because, see, in acting, as some of you may know, you don't pretend to be the character you're playing. You find that character within you. And I knew I didn't have an inner prostitute. And this is because I have an aversion, possibly due to OCD, to touching strangers. So I can shake a stranger's hand, but that's as far as I go. So prostitution would never be a line of work I would pursue, and if I were forced into it, say because I lived in Depression era Berlin, I wouldn't be any good at it. So when rehearsal started, I decided to approach my character from the outside and then work in. So walking around in lingerie, that was challenging for me. Acquiring a German accent, that was a lot of work. Learning to play the accordion. I borrowed an accordion from an acquaintance, and then I drove down to Los Angeles, and I got a lesson from my father, who lived in the motion picture home for old movie people, and my father had played the accordion on vaudeville, as had his mother, who taught him, my grandmother Maud. And so I got a lesson from him, you know, learned enough to play the one song, Tomorrow Belongs to Me, and then proceeded to practice it millions of times over the next few weeks. Luckily, I was not required to do much touching on stage with my clients, you know, the young actors who played the sailors and the Nazi officers, you know, that hired me, and I didn't have to do much, but I had to do some touching. And even though I got to know these guys, it was still pretty challenging for me. And then I developed yet another hang up. due to our relative ages. And one night, I asked the director, you know, why on earth, why would, you know, there are thousands of prostitutes in 1930s Berlin. I did my research, at thousands and thousands. So why would these young guys pay to have sex with a woman who was old enough to be their mother? And the director said, well, you have to imagine that you have something to offer that the younger women don't. And she told me I had to figure that out for myself. And just a few nights later, during a rehearsal, I did. Scene 3 has Fräulein Kost, she's very angry at this young sailor for leaving her room and allowing himself to be seen by Fräulein Schneider, the landlady. And so Fräulein Kost is very angry, and I was directed to chase him up the aisle through the audience while yelling at him. And I had a towel in my hand, and the director suggested I try snapping him with it. Now, in reality, I was actually quite angry at this young actor because he kept messing up his lines. And he only had a few lines, so why the hell couldn't he memorize them? So I wound up my towel, and I brought it down on his bare back as hard as I could. And it went thwack. And it felt so right that I did it again, chasing up the aisle, and again, thwack, with him crying out in pain. And the director said, keep it. And I knew I had found the key to my character. Now, however, 3 weeks out, I'd say, from opening night, I still felt pretty overwhelmed. I was juggling a lot of things. I had a lot of challenges going on. So I had the semi-nudity, the prostitution, the accordion playing, the German accent, plus I had to wear a wig and heavy makeup. So I was pretty nervous, but opening night came and the show went great. I was fine in the part. The show went great, and I was and then every show sold out. You know, for the next 2 or 3 weekends, it sold out. I felt very proud to be part of such a great production. But I continued to be so nervous, like just sick before every performance, having so much to keep together. And I was never more nervous than when my parents came up from Los Angeles. My ancient parents, driven by one of my sisters, came from Los Angeles to see me in the show. And for a couple of reasons. One, these were pretty conservative Catholics, and way into modesty and all that. And this was a fairly raunchy show, and I was one of the raunchiest elements in it. And even though I was in my 40s, these still were the two people who wouldn't let me go to a friend's house to swim wearing a two-piece bathing suit. And also, my father was quite critical, and if I made a mistake in my accordion solo, I thought I would probably hear it from him, and it might hurt my feelings. But when the crucial moment came, this is what happened. So I had actually a very quick change, another stressful element, right before my accordion solo, and where I changed from flimsy lingerie into a tight evening gown with the help of one of the Kit Kat girls who wasn't busy during that scene. And then I had to quickly strap on my accordion without knocking off my wig, and then walk out onto this kind of precarious balcony and through these curtains, and then say my line and start playing. And when I say solo, I don't mean a whole song. I mean I played a few bars by myself before the orchestra kicked in. But I get out there, and then something very strange happened. This feeling came over me of an unusual level of confidence. And I played that song. I played it like it was really music, you know, without any thought. I was just feeling the music like a real musician. And I played the whole song without a mistake. And I like to think that was my grandmother Maud, the old vaudevillian, a woman who I never knew. Thank you.